Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Guess who's on the phone? Dr. Rick Spacuzza. He's the superintendent of schools for the Prescott Area Public School System. And we are so thrilled and grateful that he took the time to get us caught up on all the good things going on before the start of the school year. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much. I'm excited about the school year and all the work that our staff throughout the organization have done to be prepared for our students.
Well, let's talk about the work that goes into it. I know most time in the summer, you know, that's the time when schools really get an opportunity to get a lot of projects done that they can't. But I would assume your school district, like most, had an extra abundance of kids that were attending summer school. So what were you able to accomplish?
Yeah, that's really good questions. So let's kind of just talk about our facilities and things like that. At this point, we are, as a school board and community, we do have a facility advisory committee. They had a kickoff on August 10th, and the school board already has identified that in February of 2022, we're going to be asking our community to invest in what we would say are generational costs. And these are things that over time, anybody that owns a house or a car understands that your roof sooner or later needs to have new shingles. Sooner or later, you need a new air conditioner or furnace. And so with our buildings, our three buildings that are kind of 1963, 1969, and then the middle school facility that was originally built in the early 1920s, it's had a renovation or add in 1950, and then lately in 2004, those are buildings that are having major infrastructure maintenance things that need to be updated. And so what's nice is we have a group of stakeholders that are meeting to review the plans that we had done by SDS Architects in 2019. Due to COVID, it was really hard to bring people in to have those discussions face-to-face. So that has kicked off, and I'm really proud of the work that has been done, and I see great things being presented to our school board in October and November for them to discuss. Outdoors, we've updated our varsity track, and so that is getting refined so that we're ready for the track season. And then it's just getting our schools ready for our students that come back. We updated our technology at our elementary school to have kind of removing all the LCD projectors and TVs and cords, and now have just kind of touch screens for the students and teachers to interact. So those are the things that kept us busy and building budgets as we start with this new school year.
So exciting. And let's talk about your beautiful high school, because that really is such a statement for the city. And it really is state of the art. And you have that beautiful Performing Arts Center. Won't it be fun this year to see it all used to the capacity it was meant to be?
Exactly. And, you know, it's almost like you were you had a spy in our office, because I was sitting with the high school principal today and our finance, and we were looking at the budgets. We do have a fall theater production at the high school, and that's going to be announced coming up here, and we'll be having auditions for that play. We also have a winter show that's going to be done by our middle school, and then at the end of the year, we will have a musical. And so we're really excited about those events and the team that will be doing that, and the spring musical has already been identified as Tuck Everlasting.
Wow, that's exciting. Do you have any parts for middle-aged, actually older than middle-aged Minnesotans?
We always love to have extras that can fill up the stage and allow our students to shine.
All right, well, I'll keep that in mind. Let me know what auditions are. Oh, can I tell you, I'm so excited for the new school year. I think there's a lot of hope this year. I think last year certainly was a big learning curve for people. And it almost seems like it didn't happen, right? I mean, I don't know, but what is with our brains that we can only remember the good sometimes? And there was so much good that came out of the last couple of years. What have you learned in Prescott as a school district?
Well, and I think the two words that you use are very appropriate. And I think, one, there is a lot of hope. And on top of it, I think the word learn. And so at the end of our last school board meeting, and for my kickoff on the 23rd. We have had all of our teachers, all of our staff, that means our bus drivers, our food service, our custodians, front office staff, our teacher aides, we're all in the Performing Arts Center. And what we talked about is that we need to make sure that learning is the number one topic and gets the number one amount of attention at the school board meetings, at our administrative meetings, and in our schools. So we are a learning organization. We are very proud that we were able to keep our K-5, 4K through 5th grade open every single day last year. And we do some local assessments, and we were able to demonstrate that students that were in the schools that stayed open 5 days a week throughout the year, our students actually performed academically on our local assessments at higher than pre-pandemic rates. And so that's just an incredible accomplishment for all the work that our elementary staff put in, given all of the distractions and things like that that occurred. Obviously, middle school and high school, by not their choice, but had to shift a few times from being on-site to hybrid, to virtual, back to hybrid. And so that definitely plays out with regards to how students perform. And we won't get our state results until October, November, but our local assessments are pretty good indicators. And we know that we're going to have, and we have hired, more staff to provide interventions, both at the every school level has additional teachers to provide reading and math interventions. So that's part of the learning that we've done based on assessments that we have. And then also, as you know, somebody that has a doctorate in educational psychology, the mental health, social emotional aspect of our students is always at the forefront of my mind. It is something that we understand, and we've redoubled our commitment to make sure that we have connections, we build relationships, and build community. And so kind of our theme this year throughout is our principals have done a remarkable job having orientations. We had a wonderful back-to-school bash with food trucks and dunk tanks. And, you know, the elementary principal invited me and said, make sure you wear a suit. So I came in suit and tie and didn't know that I was going to be in the dunk tank. But the students and families enjoyed putting the superintendent. I did have to say that we probably created a traffic jam in Prescott for the first time as people queued up to put me in the tank. But that was a wonderful opportunity. And I got to tell you, the high school athletes and teachers that volunteered to help out, we had football players. And at the end of the night, there was this little train that went around, and all of the football players had jumped in and were just enjoying getting a little ride. And so it just shows you there's always a little bit of a kid in everybody. And I'm sure if a few photos get out, the football team might not be so happy, but it was wonderful to see.
Absolutely. Boy, I bet it was. You know, what does the beginning of the school year look like in Prescott?
Because of the way the calendar falls, so, you know, Minnesota and Wisconsin have different mandated start dates, and so many schools in Minnesota start after Labor Day and kind of enjoy your state fair. And for Wisconsin, we typically start on September 1st. Now, we are officially, our first instructional day is September 1st, but that's a Wednesday. And to be able to get our students back and to focus on the things that we believe are important is building connections. Many of our students will be transitioning from our elementary into our intermediate school, from our intermediate to middle school, and our eighth graders into the high school. And many of our students at the secondary level had kind of a disrupted academic year. And so to build community, to build relationships, to build connections, we have designated that the 30th and 31st are a return to learn. And we have activities where students are going to be coming back and engaging. We have high school students working with our elementary. We're going to be doing kind of fitness things. We're going to do team building. We're going to be working on just kind of character traits, and then have a real big barbecue with high school and elementary students. So it's cross-age, developmentally appropriate activities to make sure that everybody has a smooth, kind of, if you will, a zero entry pool into the school year.
And I know masking has been something that's been a point of contention for all schools in the, well, I guess, nationally. Where does Prescott stand on that, please?
Yes, and right. And sometimes in the local decisions and discussions, sometimes people think it's just their school or just their city. But it is something that has been a national challenge for how and what parts of the recommendations that are coming from the CDC or a Department of Health, and also with regards to local county. As I've shared with our community, the one thing that continues to evolve is COVID, and it has variants, and that's why it always feels like maybe information is changing, is because it continues to evolve, and we want to make sure that we evolve with it. At this point, Prescott School Board did adopt that we are highly recommending face coverings for our students when they're indoors. It is optional, so it's not mandated to have a face covering, but it is highly recommended. In addition, we have increased the access and availability for our staff to be vaccinated. And so we've had multiple or hosted clinics throughout the months. And so we're hoping that a majority of our staff have been vaccinated, so we don't have to worry about staff being identified as a close contact or catching the virus and being out for a lengthy period of time. And then obviously our students who are age 12 and above are also eligible for getting the vaccination. And so we've had the opportunity, and in fact on the 26th there was a clinic in Prescott to give another option for families to make that decision.
Where else do you stand as far as in-person learning? Obviously, you're going to start with that. But then what guidelines do you follow to have that perhaps change?
Yeah, this was probably the hardest decision that we made. And it took a lot of input. But we ultimately, my recommendation to our board is that we had a heroic endeavor last year with our staff who were able to show up every single day. And for the majority of the time, I mean, overall, we hit 72% of our instructional minutes were on site for our students. And that's important for us to also be able to access some of the federal relief for federal emergency dollars called ESSER dollars. That said, it's impossible for us to have our teachers continue to do concurrent simulcasts of having 20 students in front of them and dealing with another 15 students through Google Meets or a simulcast with students maybe at home. And so we did make the decision that if we are either going to be open and on site or we're 100% virtual, and we're not going to be able to have that intermediate step. It's just not sustainable. I don't think the mental health or the physical burden that that places on our employees is sustainable. They did it in a heroic way in an emergency response, but even firefighters or people in the military, they're on 48 hours and then off, or they have a deployment for 3 months and then have time off. There's no way our staff could stay in a hybrid for, I think, another year. So that is something that we did have to pivot away from, and I think it's the right decision if we want to sustain our staff base.
Plus, I think you're not in an emergency mode right now. We've been through this before, and I think that certainly you have taken some of the things that worked in the last couple of years and now applying them for moving forward. Yep. An important question I have is, with your mental health background, can you speak to the long-term effects of mental health that the pandemic may have caused either the kids or teachers? And that's something we still need to be cognizant of, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think I think the stories and the research is going to take a while for that to truly play out. Obviously, having disrupted patterns in people's life, either parents not working, parents working but working from home, people changing jobs, schools open, closed. You know, we live in an area where some people work in or have students or cousins that are in districts that are adjoining us. And so not everybody was being hit at the same time, at the same level. And so it was disruptive. There's no doubt about it. The positive nature that we do know is that students are very resilient. And so as long as we continue to make sure that we build those connections, that we ensure that from us, Prescott Public Schools is committed to educating the whole student. And in fact, we just submitted over the summer for a mental health grant to get additional resources and personnel, counselors, into our district. And we were awarded another $75,000 grant that can be renewed for the next year. So that $150,000 goes to making sure that we have individuals that are highly trained to screen for mental health issues. And we do screen at our middle school and high school. We do have on-site co-located mental health services. And we also have social-emotional programming that we put in place from 4K up to high school. So our staff are well-educated. We are trying to make sure that we learn from what they've done in the past. And one of the things that we knew is that the mental health of our staff is just as important for our students. So we've made some decisions that are going to be difficult, but I think setting boundaries, having consistency, having people understand what's in place, and ensuring that we take steps to make sure that we have a safe work and learning environment is critical. And so we'll continue to do that throughout the year, where we know that we're going to have to adapt and pivot at times, but I think that we've learned a lot and that the vaccination is available. We'll continue to try to increase or put the odds in our favor so that we're not where we were a year ago.
Wow, well said. I know it's going to be a great year, and we hope that you periodically come in and tell us more about it. Thank you so much for your time. I know how darn busy you must be. Dr. Rick Spacuzza, he's the superintendent of the Prescott Area Public Schools, and they return in the week of August 30th. So congratulations to you. It's going to be a great year. Thanks for calling in today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.